Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my birthday baby?
Oh, I had a fantastic celebration at the Amethyst Center yesterday. All us cancers got together and all our friends, and it's beautiful outdoor setting. It was very hot, but it was very nice, and everybody brought food, and I brought a couple of beach balls for us to pass around rather than doing the dancing because it was just too hot to do a dance, okay? But we had fun, and it was really wonderful, and, you know, it was nice to have a celebration like that with a lot of my friends and everything. I hadn't done it in several years, and we just decided, you know what, we need to do that this year.
Great birthday thing.
No, we did.
Be social.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing.
Yep, it was pretty thing. Yes, yes. And, of course, knowing that the new moon was coming up today, which I'm very excited about this new moon, I'm like, you know what? What a great way to start my year.
What do you like about this new moon, Aphrodite?
Well, you know, I'm a Cancer Leo on the cusp, and the lights and Mars are all on the cusp in Cancer Leo today. And I feel the Cancer part that was glad to relax and chill out with my cats at the end of my party, but the part of me that enjoyed the party is very leonine. Anyway, no, I like the fact that they're all enshrined to Chiron, the wounded healer, in that ninth house of God watching over you. I think a lot of it has to do with forgiveness of others and self, okay? And all the squares to Uranus, in spite of the drama and some of the things we all go through, where we feel like we have absolutely no control, I just feel somehow the trines offset that. They make us realize that whatever happened, we did the best we could at that time, in that moment. What do you think?
I agree. I also think that this is a time for heartfelt love, okay?
Yes.
You know, whenever a sun goes into, whenever a planet goes into its natural placement, I think there's an exaltation there. I think it really has a highlight and an emphasis of this. And again, I do like the Chiron, you know, in talking about that, that was one of my parts, is that Chiron trine is really a nice trine because it's time to make that shift towards our heartfelt love. It's time to look at both sides of the coin with Venus being in Gemini. It has that beautiful thing of working both sides to find that heartfelt love inside, plus by our actions, because in the stellium is Mars. You have Sun, Moon, Mars conjunction, which is, that beautiful stellium is the grand trine there as far as what you want with planets moving together. It gives that beautiful advantage and gives that power to really have everybody have that heart and look at their heart and really see the beauty of what we actually love, and more of how to get there and to take actions to get there. And that's what I like about this.
I totally agree. See, whenever I look at a chart, I usually start at the ascendant, and I go counterclockwise around the wheel because I want to take a look at the order of things. Here we see the sun, which is our radiant light, the moon, which is our inner child, and Mars, like you said, to take action on it, to reawaken that inner child. Do not be afraid to identify with that part of you that is innocent and naturally loving and naturally affectionate, and not letting everything else that seems to try to rob us of our joy take us over, you know? And so I just feel it's a real shift of consciousness this month.
I agree. I think there will be. You know, I think when Venus goes into Cancer, I think it's really going to move that heartfelt into the nurturing part. Because they'll have the idea that this is a great time for sparks of inspiration, you know, that really come from that. With Mercury in trine, with Uranus, there's such great sparks of inspiration. And with it conjunct the North Node, it really makes it where we can see the future a little bit more. We can, you know, we can see where we're going a little bit clearer.
Exactly. And the thing, other thing I like about this lunation is Venus being in Gemini is opposing Saturn retrograde in Sagittarius. And if we can look at our patterns and realize our patterns and how we seem to be going through similar straits, whether it's 2.5 years apart, it's 7 years apart, whatever. But if we can look at that, we can become, again, our own teacher. We can go back to everything that we've taught and everything we've learned and look at it with a bit of objectivity. So it loses its sting, even if it wasn't the best. And I think it's important to get that big picture. I love Saturn being in Sag. I'm going to be sad to see it leave at the end of the year because I think it's helped to open me up personally to look at the larger picture of my life. And I've been trying to help some of my clients with that as well, because once you start to see that there is a pattern, it's easy for you to recognize you're walking back into it again.
Absolutely. And I do. I am going to miss. I mean, Saturn in Sagittarius has been really, I like it there because it's such a fiery thing for such a dull planet, you know. Saturn is heavy and I think Sagittarius lightens it up. It's going to go into its natural placement into Capricorn. And so I do think it's going to be exalted there. But I think that playfulness we really got through this 2.5 years with really helps us a lot to lighten up and to see the positive in situations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also to benefit others from our own experience. Try and step in with them. Even though those experiences may not be identical, they may have a same theme going on behind the scenes. And it helps us to get a grip on what's really going on, especially because of counseling work that we do. But I think a lot of people do that to their family, their friends, their kids. You know, most people have a certain counseling aspect to their nature.
That's true. We all have pieces of us that we do. We both teach and learn at the same time. Depends on what area or what we're using it for.
Well, we know that our students are our best teacher because we both teach.
It's true.
It's so true. It's so true. So, should we take some callers?
Okay.
Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, it's okay. I was just saying that my students always make me the best. They bring me to do my best and to go deeper into things to make sure that they get the full picture. And I so enjoy teaching.
Yes, you are good at it. You're excellent. Well, we have somebody that's already been holding on for 23 minutes, so I suppose you better get back to work. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Area code 502, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Katie. How are you all?
Good, Katie.
Great, Katie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you all so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
What is your birthday?
Have you called before?
My birthday is... No, I'm a first-time caller, actually.
Oh, okay.
My birth date information?
Yes.
Yes?
January 3rd, 1986.
And what time were you born?
2:54 p.m.
In what city?
In Louisville, Kentucky.
And do you still live there?
I live in Taylorsville, but it's only like 10 miles away, so it's pretty much the same.
You're still in the same neck of the woods. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, yes. Yes. I'm in a different city, but it's only 10 minutes from that, so yes, no difference.
Okay.
And did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I was going to see if what you all had in regards to career and finances. You saw anything?
What are you doing for a living?
Well, I currently I have a degree in psychology and sociology, but I haven't done anything with it. I was a benefits analyst, a client relations specialist, and then I had to quit working to be a stay-at-home mom about a year and a half ago. And my son is getting ready to start kindergarten, so I'm able to go back to work. So I've been looking, but in the meantime, I picked up like a side job waitressing. I'm like waiting tables for the past week or so, just in the meantime until I can find something more stable. But I'm hurt trying to get out of a bad situation, so finances are what I really need to get come through.
Okay, well, one of the things I'm seeing here is that the degree you originally got was ideal for you in your chart. You've got a very good grasp of psychology, and if you could work in association with any institution that's partially funded or regulated, you'll be able to stay there for a long period of time. You have Capricorn planets in your eighth, and you have several powerful placements in Scorpio. So my feeling is that I understand, you know, the desperation of doing the waitress thing for now, but I would really try to focus on getting in to what you studied, because I feel that time has come. And I'm going to let Jacqueline continue, because she's probably looking at Pluto like I am. I'm going to let her go with the ball.
Okay. Oh, there's so many different things here. There's two different parts. One of them was Pluto, and the other one is what Saturn's doing right now to you. Okay.
I feel like
agree.
There's a lot going on.
There is. You got a lot of moving parts, but that's not uncommon for you. You've had these things happen before to where there's a lot of moving parts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't the first time in your life that this has happened. I so agree with Aphrodite. First of all, I think you've got the degree you need to do. Okay. I think that you're great with transforming and changing people's perspectives, and I think that you can really go far with it. Okay. You have such a leadership quality as far as transforming and changing people's lives. You're like a magician. Okay.
Oh.
So we have a few things. Pluto is getting ready to go over your sun. Okay. However, it is retrograde at this time. So there is a major shift and transformation in your life, no matter how we look at it. But it's putting a delay factor.
It.
It's making you put everything into place first. You have to have your
heart. That's driving me nuts.
I'm sorry. You have to have your heart correct. Okay.
Right. Well, and I keep saying I know God is working in my life right now. I just can't figure out what he's doing. Something's happening.
He is. Trust the universe. Trust God, because on the other side of it, Saturn is retrograde, okay, and it is in Sagittarius, like we talked about, which is in close conjunction to your Uranus and in close conjunction to your Mercury. Now, it's going to go direct somewhere around, I think, the 25th of August, somewhere in that proximity, and it's going to end up passing over your Mercury, okay? So time is your friend, not your enemy, even though you don't feel like this, because it really gives you a time now to empower yourself, to really be for sure within who you are and know what you want in your life. This is your change. This is your time for that shift to come around for you to be the goddess that you are, okay? And I want to talk one more thing about the financial situation to you, because part about that financial situation, if you're worried about it, you can make money. You're the magician. I don't care what you do. You have a way of making money like you wouldn't believe. All you have to do is put effort into it, and you make money. You get a job. Everybody loves you. You're a hard worker. So here again, making money is not a problem. Whenever you start thinking about that money issue, because in your second house of personal finances, natally, when you were born, you have Gemini on the cusp, which means your money will come and your money will go. However, there is nothing in that house, so you will always be taken care of. You will never not be destitute. You understand? You will never be destitute in your life. Okay. So when you're looking at your personal finances, you're actually looking at your self-worth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's that Pluto challenge to you. Okay? No, I am a goddess. I'm going to make this happen. And it's going to happen right in front of me because I know it will, because I'm determined to make it happen. And that's all you have to do, and wait for God to set it right in front of you, because that's what's going to happen. It's time that's going to make that right job. You prepare for it because it's going to be great. You've got the degree. You've got everything you need and all the tools. All you need is time.
Thank you so very much. That's very comforting.
Good luck.
Yeah, you have to understand Saturn's going to go direct at the end of August, and then Pluto's going to go direct at the end of September. So I have a feeling before Jupiter enters Scorpio, which it will on the 10th of October, you're going to be exactly where you need to be. Prepare, as Jacqueline pointed out to you. This is the time to prepare, because you're going to have to hit the ground running 1st of October, because you're going to have found that opportunity you've been seeking. Trust me.
Okay. But prepare. Any specific suggestions?
Keep looking for
that job. Well, it's like anything
else,
the kind of job you're going to be applying for.
Okay, just putting in the effort. Okay. All right, thank you so much for the advice.
Get a headhunter, girl. Get a headhunter.
Okay, thank you.
Okay? All right. And
all right,
keep us posted, all right?
I will, thank
all right,
you so
God
much.
Bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. All right, bye-bye. Char, she's here to help a lot of people.
Ooh, that's an intense one.
Yep. Area code 908, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, ladies. This is Caroline, and need my birthday?
Have you called in before?
954?
Yeah, October 9, yes.
Yeah.
And where do you live now? I know you were born in Portugal. Where do you live now?
Oh, I was born, but I came here as a baby, so I was 6 months. So, New Jersey.
And what city in New Jersey?
What city?
Red Bank.
Oh.
Okay. It makes a big difference in your chart for me. So I want to take a look at that for you.
Oh, great.
And
why? Because I have the technology.
Is that Gloucester County or
Monmouth
County?
Yes, Monmouth.
And did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. You know, you ladies talked about this new moon today. Well, something really remarkable happened. Be careful what you wish for. I've been putting out to the universe that I need a backer for my projects and my business, and somebody approached me today. And this is the same person that approached me the last time I wished for something. It's like my good luck charm kind of is bringing somebody that might become a backer for some of my projects. So I'd like to know if this is in alignment, if this is happening, and if this is the right person as well. Or the right
and
the right time.
I'm seeing it, I'm feeling more positive about the negative, however, because Pluto is transiting through your seventh house of partnerships and contracts and things, and it's still retrograde. However this person comes to you, also just be very substantial regarding yourself as far as that agreement serving both parties in a very positive way.
Yes.
Don't think you have to rush and tumble into this. Really make sure you're protecting their interests and your own, and be just really present as a partner. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with exactly what you said, but I look at it a little differently than she does, okay? I do look at your relocation to see how things work, and you were made to come to the U.S., so that was a natural thing by birth, that really that relocation really did you well.
Yes.
But on the other hand, I do look at your natal chart to see foundational shifts a little differently than Aphrodite does. And Mercury was in conjunction with your natal Pluto, which is conjunct your rising, at the time of this new moon. So today what happened is that you got a spark of inspiration, a new idea, and a new hope. Okay?
Yes.
I agree with Aphrodite.
Yes.
Because Pluto is retrograde, and it is still within conjunction of your Mars and your vertex, which means that you can get sucked into things by somebody's higher ideal. So make sure that because both of you two are bringing something to the plate, it's not just a blessing. This is an equal partnership.
Right.
And
yes.
So make sure that you put the safeguards in to where you have that equal partnership situation. And I so think it's there. Transiting Jupiter is sitting right on your sun. You know, this is such a great time. Okay? But keep your eyes open as you do it. Don't look idealistically at this and
I'm not.
Double check the paperwork. Okay?
Yeah, and plus I like
to make sure you do that.
Yeah, I want to have control, you know, of things. You know, a backer is a backer. You know, he has to believe in what I'm doing and like what I'm doing in order to invest with me and become my partner. That's the way I look at things. I come to the table, but I'm very creative and I'm very business savvy as well. I have that background. So,
good.
Not a dummy.
You have great resource management skills. Yes, you do.
Yes, yes.
But you do have that Pisces moon, and that Pisces moon wants to be kind and wants things to be easygoing. So when you're trying to do your thing, you don't want to have a back that's going to be stressful.
Exactly. Beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, and there's no rush on this. This just popped up. So I just let it flow, you know, organically, naturally. And if it's meant to be, it will happen. You know, if it's my time, it's my time. And if it's not my time yet, it will be my time in 2 months or whatever. You know, I'm always very hopeful. So I thank you for that. You know, you give me inspiration that, you know, everything's going to be okay.
Well, you know what, Caroline? Jupiter has not sat on your sun for 12 years, okay?
Yeah.
You know, 12 years ago, Jupiter was sitting on your sun, and now it's sitting on your sun again. And so it is a beautiful gift bringer to you and your radiant life, just so you know that, okay?
Oh, all good stuff then. Beautiful. Wow.
Yes.
Love it.
Proceed with caution. Okay.
Thank you. Always. I'm the warrior.
All right. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a lovely evening. Bye now.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Amazing. Amazing. Ah, our next caller is someone we know and love. Ready?
Okay.
Deanna!
Thank you. Hi. I can't say how much I love what you do and the people you speak to and the advice that you give, and it is just so supportive and loving. Thank you.
And thank you for all your birthday wishes for me. Thank you very much.
Oh, you deserve a lot of gifts, a lot of gifts. I tell you, it's been about 2-3 years that I've been listening to you, and it's always an uplifting experience. It's always good, and thank you for that. I'm sure other people feel the same way I do, so I'm just saying it for, you know, myself and others.
Uh-huh.
I so appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, I love you both. I know that the new moon is supposed to be very, very important. I know that I have my ascendant in Leo, and this is going to be one of those months if my intuition is right.
One of these months for?
Big, big changes.
Well, I think some good things are happening because, first of all, Venus tonight is sitting on your moon in Gemini, so this is supposed to be a great conversation, and subconsciously you have been working very strongly with your face, and I understand that. That's great. Love to see that. And again, you have a lot of planetary energy moving through your second house of resources in the Miami chart. Jupiter is sitting on your Neptune, too, right now. So if you can believe it and you can dream it and keep faith in it and stuff like that, you will be blessed. No two ways about that. And I have a feeling, too, as Jupiter gets closer over the next 2 weeks to your self node, you're going to be filled with more faith. You're going to feel more sense of gratitude and thankfulness. So things are shifting in a good way. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Because not only, and I was going to go into that Jupiter-Neptune conjunction like she did, that if you can believe it, it can happen. And this is a time of rebalancing because this new moon was in your 12th house. And one of the things that we didn't talk about is that it is conjunct the Arabic part of fortune. So in all ways, this is a very nurturing, beneficial time. Okay? And for you, where that nurturing, beneficial time comes in is in your faith. So it's easier for you right now to believe it's true and it can happen. But Mars and the Moon and the Sun eventually are going to pass over your Pluto, then your rising. So you're going to feel the shifts coming over this month. Okay? But they're still, again, going to move in a slow pace. So it's a matter of you keep on that same track, okay? Keep on that faith because it's shifting. It's definitely shifting. Wow. Mercury is transiting through your first house. And so you're finally getting that bright idea. You're finally seeing, you know, a lot lighter or a lot more brighter side of life.
You know, these years have been like having a bag full of faith and it becoming emptied, and just keeping a little bit has been the hardest thing ever.
But you have.
But you're doing it.
That's the good part.
With your help, yeah, because you always remind me. You're always there. So thank you for that.
And again, you're the one doing the work. We're only helping you through it. You're the one that does it, and that's what it takes. Each and every individual has to do the work themselves like you are. Sometimes it's really tough. As you know, it's been really tough, but you've made it through, and you're getting closer to where you need to be again here. There's some great stuff coming towards you, and it's slowly going to unravel, I promise. You're going to be a lot better off this time next year.
Thank you. Bless you. May your birthday this year bring you a whole lot of blessings and a big harvest.
Oh, thank you, Diana. I appreciate that.
Do
you want to stay on
and
listen
tonight? Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Jackie.
I'm not sure exactly when I'm coming down yet, but I will keep you posted on that.
Please. And thank you.
Okay. All right, God bless.
Bye, Jackie. Bye, Ashoka.
Bye. Thank you for the blessings on my harvest.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, you get that.
She's such a doll baby. All right. I think we have some more people from your neck of the woods here. Let's take a look. Area code 561-568, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Hey, it's Cindy.
Yes, it is. So how are you two doing?
Great.
I'm good.
Okay, good. The same old question. Everything's been happening and was supposed to come to fruition, and I just wanted to see what the two of you have to say.
Take a look and see what's cooking here. All right. Well, it sure is cooking.
Really?
Yeah. You got an active T-square going on with this new moon and Mars right now. And the T-square often wants to bring balance and agreement. And Uranus is sitting on your natal Uranus right now in that ninth house of international events and processes. And so there's some nice trines to your south node here, and Mercury's right there. So, again, it's kind of like you're holding your heart in your hand in anticipation. Jupiter is almost at a midpoint between your Jupiter and your sun right now, and that's usually a good indicator. But, again, I'd like to see Mars get into your first house, because I think, you know, it's not going to happen until Mars gets into your first house, either way. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I also agree that Jupiter, when Jupiter is going to pass over your sun, which is all about in the right timing, I agree that, you know, Uranus is still going to be there for a little bit in your ninth house. And it is in that opposition with your sun. And what's happening is that I understand that you're, you know, again, Aphrodite was talking about the heart, but it's patience. The timing still needs to come closer to the fall. I can't move with the timing of things. So I don't see it happening any time within the next month or two. But after that, I think you're going to start to see it change.
And it will happen after that or not?
I believe that to be true.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's another month, correct?
No.
Well, let me tell you exactly when Jupiter passes over your sun. Hold on a minute. Your sun is at 23 degrees Libra and 26 minutes. And Jupiter passes over that the second week of September.
Okay.
It's going to be an orb early September. It's going to be an orb, so it can still be a hit. But nonetheless, this is, again, the time to prepare. And as Jack would say, keep faith.
I do. Okay, well, it sounds pretty interesting anyway.
Now, are you planning some kind of a trip?
No. Well, yes and no. It's a lot. I have a lot of money due. A lot of money. And people around the world have the same.
Well, you've got some nice trines that are going on right now in your first house, so usually it indicates you taking a trip or being around people that are from other lands. Let me put it that way. Okay?
Okay.
And again, what you're dealing with right now, of course, is from other lands and getting more involved in the international community in some way, and I understand that. So, again, I think it's good.
Oh, great. But it would still be another month or so.
Yep.
More than a month.
Okay.
You're talking two to three months.
2 to 3 months. Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies. Have a nice evening.
And many blessings. Keep us posted. Okay. Are you going to want me to keep you on hold?
Yes. Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Please. Thank you.
You got it. Welcome. Such a darling. Okay. Area code 561-287. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey ladies, it's Stacy. Remember me? How's your summer going?
Hey, Stacy.
Good.
How
about yours?
Well, it's still not going. You know, I'm searching, and you know, it's just, I guess, pending. And just want to know when you see a door opening, even if it's a stepping stone.
Take a peek here and see what the new moon has to offer you. How many times have you been going through this scenario, Stacy?
Well, I even tried to look for waitress jobs and I haven't found it. So I took a different route and applied for waitressing jobs, just showed up and nothing. So that's what I'm saying. You know, it's been a while.
I think it's because you're undercutting
what?
Yourself, and you're undercutting yourself, and you're not really going for what you need to go for. And I know it's been disheartening, but again, as Jacqueline would say, some of this is about your self-worth. And Saturn's retrograde right on your ascendant in Florida, and it's in the middle of a T-square here. So it has to do with what education you've had and what jobs you've had that were very real, okay, that gave you a certain level of satisfaction. It's about using everything that you have learned in more of a professional environment to seek that out again and not to lose faith. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I agree with what you said as far as don't lose faith and don't lose heart. Okay, I understand that the work you do, pull you pivot off of it. I understand that this is very heavy and hard on you. But the lesson here is to take and find your self-worth. Readdress that of, no, I need to do the right thing. I don't need to be running for the money. Because when you start running for the money with your chart, it all ends up getting complicated. Okay? It's a new beginning to know. And I'm going to try this with you, okay? Because here again, with this new moon in Leo and your Mars in Sagittarius, it really gives you that ability to act as if, okay? And instead of putting your heart on your sleeve when you're looking for a job, why don't you make it more of an acting thing or a performance thing, okay? And play it out more without the heart, without that attached to it. And I think that you could really find a job that will work with you, okay? Again, don't take it so heavily or so much. Think of each one of these as a stage and to go on and put that showmanship in front, okay? Even though you don't feel like it, because you are a good worker and you know that, okay?
I know, but the door keeps getting shut. You know,
because,
and I don't know why, because I keep applying, I keep going.
Again here, I think you're wearing your heart on your sleeve. I feel that you have that strong desire to really get that job. Again, I started this out with that your career is crucially important to you. What I'm trying to get you to do is take a step back with the emotional thing of it and play with it more as not being so serious, but seeing how you can act a different personality while you're there, okay, doing the interview. Have a certain showmanship that you're going to show them. Does that make sense? Even though you might not feel it in your heart, show it.
Well, I do. I act like I'm interested and tell them my skills and everything. It's not just me that's out of work. And it's just, I just want to know when a door is going to even open.
Well, Venus has been in Gemini going through your sixth house of work and service. And usually that would manifest more than one opportunity. But again, you've been applying for jobs, but I really feel the reason you haven't been getting the jobs is because it's really not the fit. It's really not what you deserve. And that's why you have to understand that you are a child of God and you do deserve to be healthy, happy, prosperous, and loved and appreciated for your integrity. Okay? And I think that, again, this has to do with a shift of your consciousness. And that's why I do agree with Jacqueline on this one. And I think that, again, you've got to try and look at the last time you worked a job that you really enjoyed and you were appreciated. Try and concentrate on how that feels and then proceed to look again. Okay? I just think you have to have a shift of consciousness because you are feeling very defeated. And, honey, I understand. We've been following your journey, and I know it's been very, very hard. But I think that, again, you've got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and renew the search. And there's enough retrograde planets that if you renew the search knowing that what you're looking for, just a basic list, not a detailed list, a basic list of what you're really looking for where you know that you can fulfill your employer and you'll be able to meet your obligations and you're going to be much more solid. You're going to be more secure. Okay? You're not asking for the world here. It's a fair shake, right?
Yeah, but I need an income coming in. It's just really bad
right here. I know. Well,
and it will come.
Keep posted and keep looking and try and think more positive.
Well, that's why I even applied for waitressing jobs, and I didn't get those. I guess because maybe they're looking for somebody straight out of school, you know. You know, if you're not 25, it's harder to find something, it seems. Or even 35. It just seems like there's slim pickings.
Well, maybe, again, the places that you were looking at would not have served you. You know, the way I look at it, God is good. And sometimes a no is better than a yes and have you suffer more. I'm saying. Okay. Keep us posted, okay, Stace?
Well, I just don't want to keep, you know, having this happen, you know. A month from now it's the same thing because already it's Mercury retrograde coming up. So it just seems like a whole retrograde for 2017.
You're looking, and this is my point, is you're looking too far in the future. Again, you have a Mercury in Capricorn, and you stay very focused and very centered, okay?
Well, yeah, the only thing that is either I play the lottery. I mean, a miracle's got to happen. Either I play the lottery, or what do? Find somebody that's well off and go out with them? No, I'm not even dating at this point.
Again here, we don't want you looking into the future. You keep jumping into the future, okay? What we're talking about is that you have to look at today and change your perspective and your attitude. This is the day I'm going to get a job. So this is the day I'm going to go out and do this, okay? And keep doing it.
Well, every day I think I have it, that's going to happen. It just slips, the opportunity slips away. You know, like I could apply and I see the same job applied months late. Again later, they go through three people and don't give me a chance. One place said that they went through three people.
And here again, attitude changes everything. Okay? Mm-hmm. Obviously that wasn't the place for you to be, and Aphrodite was talking about that. But what you need to look at and where you need to direct yourself is every single day, like in AA, they say sometimes you have to take things hour by hour, minute by minute, okay? This is what you have to do. When you change your perspective to live very much in the present and in the now, then your opportunity will change. Because it's not offering you a job. Again, remember what Aphrodite said. It's not offering you a job to make money. It's offering you a job for a lifestyle, which is what you're looking for.
Florida's expensive. You can't live in Florida if you're not working. That's what I'm trying to say. It's impossible. Unemployment's minimal. They don't give you much at all. It's only 3 months, and it's about ending.
Have faith. Okay? I'm going to lead it back to have faith. Trust the universe has it.
Well,
and you'll receive it.
We pray and it just doesn't happen. I don't know at this point. I don't know.
Again, go to the,
I guess, I
look
mean, one
more
of,
for the opportunity
guess,
that serves you well.
Well, I guess the only place, other place would be McDonald's. I don't know what else I should do. Because they'll hire anybody. I don't know what else to do. Work at McDonald's?
That's what it takes to change your perspective, then do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because your perspective needs to change before you get the job you need.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, it's different. When you go out there to look, it's like, you know, you see what your competition is when you're out there, what's on interviews. There's people half my age going for the interviews.
And as long as you believe that they're going to get the job, they're going to get the job and you aren't. Again, change your
When they don't call me back, it's just, you know, realistic about it.
Well, again, look for a job you really want to have rather than, again, we're trying to get you out of that desperation space into a place of hope and sincerity that what you're looking at is really what you'd want to embrace as a job. Okay? What you're looking at it now is you're just willing to take anything and everything, and that's okay because of your emotional energy, but it's not serving you as far as getting you where you need to go.
Well, I've got to
understand that you are going
to
be a very good worker, and people should be hiring you, okay? And that you have more maturity than some of these younger people. Okay, you've got a track record. You know, you've done things that they have not done, okay?
Yeah,
so you're
going
to want to be with someone
years,
to hire you because they see the person that you are.
Yeah, but the last 3 years has not been stability of work. That's the problem. They're not looking at all my jobs that lasted a long time. They're just looking the last 3 years, and I think that's a hindrance. What am I supposed to do, lie on my resume at this point? I don't know what else to do to fill out the gaps for the last 3 years.
Well, I'd like to keep you on, but I can't. I got all these people in the queue stays. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you anyway.
We'll continue to pray for you. All right. Love you. All right. Bye. I didn't realize it was so bad down in Florida, is it? I haven't lived down there in a long time, so I don't know.
It's expensive as usual, but I don't think it's as bad as what you're making it out to be. Again, you know, with this type of situation, you have a Mercury in Capricorn, okay, and it's a conjunctor sun, and she has a 0-degree Scorpio moon, so there's a strong intensity with her, and she gets into the depths of the sorrow, and it really takes something hard to shake her out of it. When it comes to her career, it's a pole she pivots off of, so here again, she's dealing with hard, heavy issues that she just really needs to change her attitude about. And once she changes her perspective, a whole new world opens up. And so, but that's a very hard thing for Stacey to do. And that's the reason why, you know, a lot of people, you know.
I feel it in my heart. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but she really has those blinders of that Mercury in Capricorn. And that's a real strong challenge for the person.
Sure. Well, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, Jay.
Good. How
What's
are you?
What's shaking, big boy?
Not too much.
Your wishes come true yet?
You know, I'm working at it right now. I'm just, you know, going through some stuff. I'm just doing stuff out of there. I went actually to tantric dating, actually, about a week ago. That was really cool. Interesting. So, it was interesting. Just doing that eye gazing and touching hands and just intimate stuff. It was really, really, really intimate. I really liked it a lot.
That's interesting. That's neat. I like that.
Yeah, people you don't know, eh? So...
That's awesome. That's awesome. So did you have a special question for us tonight?
My question is in regards to still another job. You're saying of October is a good time. Is there any time between this and now, or just wait till October again? And also just wondered, you know, the dating thing right now is really interesting. You know, they're not lasting as long as they are. I have one person who's on a journey right now, an Aquarian, and really lots of stuff going on there. So just wondered about that too. Thanks.
Well, I'm going to start out with your love life because there's some great things happening right now. Gemini is transiting through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, and Uranus is conjunct your Jupiter, and you're part of fortune in your fifth house of romance and dating. So, and with the Sun, Moon, and Mars conjunction that we talked about earlier, being in your eighth house, your love life is going through a transformation and change, a shift, okay? So you may see some people that are a little bit different than what you usually, you know, would at this point in time. But I really think there is an opportunity to have that aha moment coming up for you as far as a relationship is concerned. I think it is going through a shift, and I think your perspective of what you want in a relationship is going through a shift. So keep dating, keep looking at these things and trying these unusual things out. I think you're really on that path to the right one. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I love the fact that the lights and Mars are in trine to his Aries sun. Oh, my goodness.
Good.
In that fourth house of home and who you could feel at home with, okay? And the lights and Mars are in your eighth house, which is all about intimacy. And, again, you took that step to try something new to reclaim that sense of intimacy. I really want to acknowledge that. That's marvelous. Yep. Now, Uranus being close to your Jupiter, Uranus is going to be going retrograde. But again, there is a part of you that does want to fall head over heels in love, but there's another part of you that doesn't want to lose control. So it's kind of a little bit of a catch-22, isn't it?
Yes. I think it's a balance. I think for me, I just was talking to the other person I've seen, and you know, she's a control freak, and it was really kind of interesting she said that. I don't know about losing control, but just watching, going with the flow. I don't know. I'll have to discuss with that other person. So.
Well, you know, your Venus is in Taurus. Do you want relationships to be black and white? Yes and no. Okay. You're not going to be the kind of person that wants to do the game playing. That's not your style. Okay. So I understand that. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you're controlling. It just means that you do have a good idea of what you want. And again, if you don't have what you want in the palm of your hand, you're going to want to move forward because then you're going to see it as not being real. So what do you think, Jacqueline?
Do you have the birth, time, place, and date of this one?
No, I don't. We haven't talked about that. We just have kind of like running on sun signs and... So the person knows about astrology. She's quite smart. So we haven't discussed that. Maybe next time around. So when she has time, she's learning teachings right now, so that's keeping her really busy. But like I said, I'll have to...
And I'll tell you this. Anybody who gets into astrology, usually if they're interested in you, they will want to give you that information. I have to say, if anybody I know that's ever gotten involved in astrology, it's like, ooh, check this out and check this out. So it really, you know, it shows that she's on a spiritual path. That would be a good process for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where it's at right now. So I'll just keep doing what I'm doing and enjoy the summertime.
Yeah, keep the candle burning and... Really do take very, very good care of yourself. And really appreciate the wonderful healing energies you have and the depth of your compassion. You've got some interesting lineups going on right now. I mean, Neptune's sitting on your Chiron retrograde. Chiron is sitting on your Mars retrograde. This is a time for you to realize how much of a gift you've been to so many. And I think sometimes you forget that because you're a go, go, go guy. And I say that kindly, Jay.
It's cute.
Yeah, but really appreciate yourself because I got to tell you, this is a time that if you look back at the things that you've studied and how you've enlightened others and how you've been willing to receive their enlightenment, you know, you're a pretty remarkable man.
Yeah,
I know Jacqueline's going to agree with me, right, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I know that you like moving forward a little bit more than what you are. I mean, you're an Aries sun with a Mercury in Aries. But as you know, you walk around in circles. And this is part of that journey, this circle of the summer. But don't look so heavy at the timing of when you need to be productive and when you don't. Okay? So let it come around at its own time is all I'm trying to say, and you'll be good.
Okay.
You can't push the river. It flows by itself.
That's right. Hey, that's so true.
But you're doing a great job. I think you can paddle really well.
river as you're going down, you'll see a lot more spectacular things being presented to you.
Sometimes I have to put the paddle away and just let it go instead of being, you know, up the creek with no paddle, eh?
Yeah. Hold on
right.
to the paddle, but let it kind of coast itself through.
Okay.
And thank God every day you're buoyant.
That's right.
We love you. Keep us posted on the development. If you can find out some birth information, we'd be happy to look at it with you again. We always love talking
sure.
to you.
Yeah, love you too. Yeah, thank you much. I'll do that. I'll see if I can do that. So we'll just have to just see how it goes.
All right, well, you have
a
sweet
day
night.
By day.
Okay, take care.
All right, God
bless.
Bye.
God bless. Bye.
Well, we're to the top of the hour here. We should tell people where we can find them.
Where they can find us.
Ah, yes.
It's been a long wait for you. Okay. Well,
it has.
I'll tell them. They can call me at 772-286-2720. And how can they find you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And we're so happy to be here and serve you every Sunday night. And you know, you can find us on Facebook, and we're usually here every Sunday night from 6 to 7. And we try and help you, if nothing more, to get to the next step or share your understanding of your path with us, and we can help to guide you a little bit on your way. Have a blessed week. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week.
Good night.